So here's a fun fact. The only way that we fund this show, the only way that we pay all the bills, is through Patreon. It's through audience donations. If you want to find out more, including what we give to our audience in exchange for those donations, which technically makes it either bribery or payoffs.
Mm.
Whoa, I never thought of it that way. Filthy lucre.
Don't talk about it.
Oh, God, the whole system's corrupt. Patreon.com/WeHaveConcerns is a scam perpetrated by us.
Shh.
No. Pull life off like a soggy band-aid that's been on too long. This is We Have Concerns. Hi, Jeff Gennaro.
Hi, Anthony Carboni.
Hello, concerned citizens. Something that's been on everybody's minds for the last, well, gosh, I'd say almost exactly 3 weeks would be fake news.
Yeah, fake news.
The proliferation of disinformation on the internet. That was a Gilbert and Sullivan song.
The proliferation of disinformation.
Yeah.
What's the situation we have to talk about? I want to say, before we even dive into this, I feel extraordinarily guilty and ashamed of my tiny contribution to this. In on this show, over the last couple of weeks, I have claimed that ducks' quacks don't echo, which turned out to be false.
That's a wives' tale.
And
glass,
I also...
You said glass was a liquid.
I said glass was a liquid. Blatantly untrue. Both of these things I believed my entire life. Very nice listeners were very polite in pointing out that those things were falsehoods that I was continuing to spread on the bullhorn that is our show.
And now we have a populist and totalitarian regime.
It's on my shoulders.
It's on your
I did that.
No, but this has been a problem. Fake news has been a problem for as long as there's news. Hmm. People will tell you that originally, like, newspapers were all about the grisly details in the beginning. Muckrakers. In the early 1900s, it was like, I'm going to tell you how they got murdered and what the body looked like, and we're going to embellish, and we're going to print anything anybody says, because, like, they said it, we didn't say it, let's just print it. And it was only, like, I think in the, what was it, like the 20s, something like that, the 20s or the 30s, where they really started being like, oh, well, we need this sort of, like, journalistic code of ethics. We need to have some sort of a rule. But... So fake news has always been a problem. The trick now is the entire internet seems to have turned into an email forward from your dad.
Yeah.
Like 50% of the stuff that gets passed along is photoshopped, is faked, is
just outright made up.
Outright lied. Yeah, just made up, entirely made up.
Insane.
Sometimes people, and what we saw especially in the last election is fringe sites taking little tiny kernels of things that were maybe said or possible and turning them into entire false news stories.
Yeah. Or just a dude sitting in a room going, what will people click on? Let me just make that up.
And
it's insane.
People like to believe that, like, oh, it's the olds and it's the dumbs and, like, people should know better than to fall for fake news and blah, blah, blah. Here's a study that came out this week that says... 2/3 of junior high students, these are kids who have grown up in the world of the internet. They know how to use technology. They know how to protect themselves online. They probably know more about social media and the internet than you do just because they were born into it.
Mm-hmm.
2/3 of them cannot tell a real story from an advertisement or a fake story.
That's not surprising to me in any way.
No?
I think most of us can't. I mean, we've done entire episodes of the show on stories that were sent to us that we didn't realize were fake.
True.
Until afterwards.
Yes.
It's fucked up.
Valid. We don't get fooled that often.
Not that often, but once is enough.
Once is enough.
It's fucked up. We can't tell. They can't tell. Nobody can tell. And the problem is these fake news sites aren't satire. They're not. It's not The Onion. You know, there's sometimes
they're only
people,
satire in the sense that in their legal disclaimer, they will say that they are satire.
There's no joke. The joke is you believed it.
Yeah.
And that's not a joke. There's nothing funny about making me believe something that is structured to make me believe it.
No. And there have been a couple stories over the last week about the people who create fake news. There was one story about these two guys who have started this massive Facebook page, has like hundreds and hundreds of thousands of subscribers, and they basically like, it's one advertising guy and one business guy who left the worlds, or didn't leave the worlds of advertising and business, but couldn't get jobs.
Yeah.
In the economy, couldn't find a job that paid them enough to live, and so started writing this like fake news site that was entirely built around trapping people and lying to them and feeding into their fears, and they were making like a couple hundred grand a month.
Yeah.
It's not too shabby an income.
If you can lie your way to that.
Another story was talking about Macedonian teenagers.
Stupid Macedonians.
There's no economy for them over there. Teenagers are not allowed to work. And so they created like a fake alt-right news site.
All they have is their imaginations.
All they have is their beautiful childlike imaginations.
Yeah.
And there they are, creating hate out of pure imagination.
Just spinning yarns of hate.
Spinning yarns, just Macedonian teens coming together and using their beautiful young minds to make up a bunch of bullshit and make a lot of money.
Yeah.
This stuff is kind of crazy, man. It's insanely crazy. And I have to say, like, one of the things about this study is these kids couldn't tell why it was a problem. And we're not necessarily talking about like these sorts of fringe fake news sites. In this study, these kids didn't know why there would be a problem with an executive at a bank writing an article about the best ways to be financially and fiscally responsible.
Right.
They didn't see
a conflict of interest.
They didn't see a conflict of interest
at all. That's heartening.
That's
these kids couldn't tell the difference between a Toys R Us ad in the Sunday newspaper and an actual piece of news about climate change. They could not differentiate.
They couldn't see it. They couldn't see the difference.
Between a markdown announcement on G.I. Joe.
They couldn't see the difference between an ad for the Canyon of Doom Raceway and an actual climate change article because it all looks the same.
It's the exact
same. It's basically the Canyon of Doom. That's where we live. That's where we exist now. And these kids are like, I don't get it. In one, like a terrible fireball chases your car down a road. And
the other one's an ad for a toy.
Yeah. Hey-o. And then, that kid tapped his cigar ash and tipped his hat and left the stage.
He tap danced off the stage.
He was performing in the Catskills.
Like, oh my God.
One's climate change and one's my wife.
You know what this is, Anthony? I think this is not new, and this is not a phenomenon that's unique to the internet. And this isn't even really about people making up shit. I think this is an entire culture over the last 30 years that has been built up around Boy Who Cried Wolf. It's a disaffected populace that feels like every time I believe something or fall for something, I'm being duped. I'm being duped all the time. Everyone's duping me all the time. I'm just going to completely check out and raise my middle finger to everything and be wry and cynical and just check the fuck out.
No, because if that was true, people wouldn't immediately believe these things and become so incensed by these things and start venting about these things.
I think that's the end result. That's what it's all
adding up to.
That's why you have half the people not fucking voting or participating in there.
Okay, but if that was true, if people had really checked out and didn't believe anything anybody was saying to them, they wouldn't believe this stuff either. I think there's something different going on. I think this is, you want to talk about feeling complicit. How many branded internet shows have you been the host for?
Yeah.
I've been the host for several branded internet shows.
Yeah, me too, just in the last year.
Yeah, and because that's the only way to get money to make a show on the internet is it like brand integration.
Mm-hmm.
So like, why wouldn't you make an electronic show that's sponsored by Sony?
Right.
That's the Sony show about electronics. Like, why wouldn't you do that?
Or a series of ads that are designed specifically to not feel like ads.
Right. And so the problem is now, after 20 years, 30 years of creating, you know, God, even back before, like, even on the radio, the Colgate Comedy Hour, things like that, right? This, like, weaving of ads into entertainment has always been a thing, but now the weaving of ads into entertainment and the weaving of entertainment into news over the last 15, 20 years.
Yeah.
The turn of news into entertainment.
Right.
And when you grow up, when you're one of these kids, it's like 13 years old, and all the things in your life are branded.
Right.
Everything. Everything's branded, up to and including the Instagram accounts of celebrities you love.
Right.
Branded. Integrations everywhere. How can you still see a problem with a bank officer writing about the best financial strategies and they're all about putting the money in the bank?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, everything is fucking branded now.
Yeah.
So how are these kids going to tell the fucking difference between real shit and fake shit?
They ain't.
They ain't.
And what do we do about it? I don't know.
Increasingly, over the last month, my answer is move to the forest.
Yeah.
My answer has been just move to the forest, Jeff.
The forest.
The forest.
Brought to you by Tide. Tide. It'll clean your clothes, even in the forest.
I'm just thinking about, like, all the things we have yet to sponsor. Do you think, like, national parks are the next thing, like the Staples Center?
There have been active discussions about selling off naming rights to national parks in order to save them. That has been a true thing that has been discussed.
Ooh, guys, the branding.
Yeah, yeah.
Ooh, the branding is coming for us all.
The Pepsi Grand Canyon.
Imagine.
There you go.
13 years from now, little Kylo Cannata looking at photographs on his ocular implant.
Yeah.
Of his family's first and favorite vacation to the Pepsi Grand Canyon.
We had such a good time at the Pepsi Grand Canyon. You now know it as the Tesla Grand Canyon.
Sure. But back in the day, before they bought out everything, it was the Pepsi Grand Canyon.
Those were the days.
Those were the days. Back before all this fucking corporate shit came
back
in.
When we had water to make sugary drinks with.
Yeah.
Oh, that was so fun.
It's just so integrated into our lives. And I think one of the biggest problems, like they talk about in this article, is we are not teaching kids the critical skills to tell the difference between the truth and a lie.
Right.
We're not doing that anymore.
Yeah.
I don't know if we ever did it. I don't know if I was ever taught that. I was taught that because I was on the school paper. But I don't think if I was on the school paper, I ever would have been taught to question fucking anything.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think independent thinking has sort of withered a little bit. I mean, I think back to like the lessons that my parents would tell me as a kid of, like, you know, they would say when they were young and growing up, something was expected to last, like a product was expected to last. And if there was a price for something that you didn't think it was worth, you wouldn't buy it. You wouldn't buy that thing. Now we go, what's the price? Oh, fuck. Well, I'm going to spend that. You know what I mean? It's like it's a whole the consumerism has expanded, and we don't, it's, there doesn't seem to be any stopping it.
Yeah.
And I think that all has to do with the same thing, advertising and the need to have things. I don't know. I fucking sound like a fucking hippie, and I don't even know what I'm saying. And honestly, I don't know what the solution is, because I'm just as bad as anybody else about this
stuff. I think the solution is that people have to be taught as a skill right now. You know, when we were writing reports, it was make a bibliography, cite your sources. It wasn't make a big bibliography, cite your sources, check those sources.
Right.
It wasn't check that book and make sure that book is cool. But, like, you know, now it needs to be, now that information is so everywhere and so instantaneous and so branded, I think the most important thing we can teach people is the critical thinking skills they need. Is like, hey, here's a checklist of what you do when you see something that either makes you angry or even makes you happy, confirms things that you believe. Like, what you need to do is you need to, like, hey, look at this site. Check out this. Do you know what this site is? Can you find a secondary source that reports this story that doesn't cite the site That you just, you know what I mean? Like, how do you do this? How do you teach kids? You got to question this. Don't be cynical about it, but question things.
But the next level down from this is the problem that we're having now, I think, which is the whole concept of facts is kind of under assault.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what to you say, check your facts.
Yeah,
but we're living in a post-fact world where feelings.
And I am a post-fact girl.
Yeah. The feelings have just as much weight on the national stage as facts.
Uh-huh.
And when you say, well, the economy is actually doing well based on all these measurable statistics and metrics, and somebody says, yeah, well, but I don't feel it's doing well. It's not doing well for me. I don't feel like that. Which one is a fact and which one is not a fact? Like,
right.
Your feeling of that, which is what was happening this whole last cycle, is I feel like the economy's bad. And a bunch of people saying, yeah, you know what? You're right. The economy's bad. But actually, it's doing a heck of a lot better than it was.
Mm-hmm. And the answer,
how do you fight that?
Well, but the answer is more nuanced, right? The answer is like, yes, the economy is doing better overall. The economy is doing much, much worse in certain sectors. That's why you feel like the economy is doing poorly, as you are in one of those sectors. Now what we need to do is like figure out how to help your sector and figure out how to make you best understand.
Right.
You know, give you the information you need. Right. And that's what I'm saying is like the only way to fix this is to teach people to be more critical of these things. People only want to be critical of sources that disagree with them right now.
That's right.
That's all they want. Like, right. This is bullshit. It's probably made up. We know everything is made up. And so we say that to things we don't want to agree with. But if I see something that makes me angry, but I feel like it's true.
Right.
I'm going to post it and I'm going to be like, I can't believe this is happening.
Yeah.
Motherfucker, maybe it's not happening.
Right.
We need to learn these skills. Like the internet is kind of, and this sort of mingling of all this like faux legitimate news
mm-hmm.
really is a new, even though I said in the beginning of this thing, it goes back to the beginnings of journalism. It's kind of new in a way.
Well, the ability to not have any, it's disintermediated now, mm-hmm. right? There's no gatekeeper saying right. what makes the newspaper headline. Now there's whatever newspaper you want. There are infinite of them on the internet. So go look at the headline that you choose.
Yeah.
And guess what? You can post that directly to your friend and endorse it tacitly because mm-hmm. you posted it. And now I'm in this echo chamber of all the people that are selectively choosing the worldview and
yeah.
fact base that they want to live with.
So
and
now
we're all together and we're all enjoying this world that is very different from the other world.
Yeah. So
and
now,
I'm just as guilty as that as anybody.
Yeah. And I think so that's why it's like it's so important. I think now, look, I'm gonna say something that I say all the time. The olds are lost. We've lost them. They're gone. There's nothing we can do. There's nothing we can do.
But we might be losing the youngs.
I can't teach them any. I've been trying for years to explain to my parents and my aunts and my uncles and even like older friends of mine that's just like, hey man, you know that site's like just some dude set that up, right?
Right.
I've been trying to explain that. There's no way to do it. Now we need to focus on branded entertainment is so ingrained into their life.
Right.
How do we now ingrain alongside that? Like, yes, branded entertainment is everywhere. Yes, branded news, fake news is everywhere. How do we also ingrain into them these critical thinking skills? This ability, do we have to specifically teach basic journalistic stuff as like part of English class now? Is that important?
I mean, that would be nice.
It would be great, right?
We got bigger problems in English class, but yeah.
Yeah, sure. Well, I mean, that's the other thing is like these skills would normally have been taught by the school librarians, but more and more there aren't school librarians.
Right.
And there aren't school newspapers at every school anymore, and like it's kind of like
yeah
these specific enclaves of education where these skills would be taught are kind right. of disappearing.
Yeah.
This message brought to you by Tide. This entire episode brought to you by Tide. Tide is concerned, ladies and gentlemen, about the state of the media.
Yes, Tide is concerned about branded entertainment. Tide wants to clean up your entertainment the same way it cleans up your shirts and slacks.
That's right. Have you, don't let that weird shadow of a stain of lies sit on the breast pocket of your intellect. Tide wants you to take a stain stick.
Yeah, take a stain stick to your life.
bring out the vibrant colors of your everyday experience and remove the grass stains of lies.
Tide.
Be sure to visit our store. It's wehaveconcerns.com/shop.